Welcome to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. I'm Lindsay Petrucci, alongside my co-host, AA, Anthony Adams. What's going on?
Nothing much, just living a dream.
Yeah,
living
just dream, chilling, man. Chilling. Yeah. Hey, have you ever won a Man of the Year award?
Actually, I have,
oh, really?
Lindsay. I have. Several times in my head. I go over all different types of speeches. It depends on which magazine, you know, wants to congratulate me. So.
Yeah, in your dreams every night, I'm sure you're. You're man of the year in your own mind, right?
Yep. I just asked my wife. I'm man of the year every year.
Well, Lifestyle Magazine, Men's Journal, recently selected a list of influential Chicagoans for their 2013 Men of the Year. Devin Hester, Fall Out Boy's Pete Wentz, and comedian Steve Harvey, and a few others were honored, and they talked Bears football. This year's five honorees were the Chicago Bears' Devin Hester, the Cleveland Indians' Jason Kipnis, musician Pete Wentz, entertainer Steve Harvey, and actor Billy Zane.
The diversity really brings out what Men's Journal is all about. And all of them are from Chicago.
I love coming back to Chicago. It's a little bit always weird for me to come in the winter because I forget that it's like minus a trillion degrees. That's why I feel kind of good about it, like not being super, super cold right now. But I have fun. My family's here. Like my mom will come by here later on and stuff. So.
Steve Harvey was pleasantly surprised to receive the honor, but mentioned what he was really going for.
My goal is to have the body to be on the cover of Men's Journal, and it's not quite happening yet, so. But if I could get one of the Bears' body, I'd be cool.
Which Bears' body would
any
you like
one
to
of
have?
Them, hell.
Any one of them.
They're pro athletes.
Yeah.
I'll take a nice fat lineman right now, really.
The comedian and television host often keeps in contact with one of the Bears' star players.
Brandon Marshall, I text him all the time. We stay in touch with each other. He's a very, very bright guy. I like him a lot.
Fall Out Boy's bassist and lyricist Pete Wentz grew up in Chicago.
Are you a Bears fan? Did you grow up following the Bears?
I did, yeah. I was like Super Bowl Shuffle era, so yeah, definitely. I was into like the punky QB, I think. I think I was into Jim McMahon because he had like a cool vibe or whatever. But Peyton definitely in like my head is iconic.
Fall Out Boy performed at halftime of the 2006 NFC Championship game in Chicago when the Bears defeated the New Orleans Saints.
We played and it was like a really big deal for us because we like flew in on this like little prop plane from Florida just to be able to play it and stuff, and that was cool.
Actor Billy Zane also started following the Bears at a young age.
Dick Butkus was like, I think there was a play setting in my house for him. And I know we're retiring Ditka's jersey. Congratulations. That's a wonderful thing.
Unfortunately, Devin Hester was unable to attend the event, but he was still one of the Chicago Men of the Year that was honored.
Well, I know why he wasn't there. It's a good
why?
Reason. Because he was racing a cheetah.
Actually. Oh, of course. Yeah.
Of course, I set that up. I act as his agent a lot of times. And so we went into the jungle and raced the cheetah. We went to an actual jungle.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
That's what he always does in his spare time. He has to do that to keep up his speed, right?
Yeah, well, I teach him how to get down his 40, right? We start here, and then his first step, I'm always teaching him, hey, Hess, you got to get that first step down. So when you get down the stance, first step is important. It's key. It's vital.
So, you got your game face on for
that. Yeah, I get serious when I talk about my 40, man.
And cheetahs. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, Anthony and Tim Jennings go for a ride in little guys in compact cars.
Please say a command.
Call Tim Jennings.
Calling Tim Jennings on cell.
And later, Anthony goes Christmas caroling.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say.
Inside the Bears is brought to you by Jimmy John's.